Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we continue exploring the Ezras Yisrael. And again, to help visualize what we're learning about today, I sent a diagram together with today's FMM. In the last FMM, we walked into the Ezras Yisrael from Shar Nicanor and we turned to the left, to the south. In today's FMM, we walk into the Ezras Yisrael from Shar Nicanor and we turn to the right, to the north. And the Mishnah in Masachas Midos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet says there are three chambers in the Ezras Yisrael on the north side. The first chamber that the Mishnah discusses has a number of names. One of the names the Mishnah uses is the Lishkas Ha'etz, the wood or the wooden chamber. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, writes in the first parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, nothing in the Beis HaMikdash can be built with wood. But the Ravid, Rav Avram ben David, who died in 1198, disagrees. And he says some buildings may indeed be built from wood. So the Rambam, who says that no buildings can be built from wood, might translate Lishkas Ha'etz as the wood chamber made with some wood or having some wood in it, while the Ravid might call the Lishkas Ha'etz the wooden chamber, the wooden chamber. In any case, the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says he forgot what role the Lishkas Ha'etz plays in the Beis HaMikdash. And I'll say parenthetically, it is so special, it's incredible, when a major rabbi, a Talmud Chacham, a major Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the author of all of Maseches Midos, is not ashamed, God forbid, to say, Shachachti ma'haisa mishameshes. I forgot what this chamber does. In any case, another opinion in the Mishnah says that the Lishkas Ha'etz is also called the Lishkas Kohen Gadol, the chamber of the Kohen Gadol. It's a chamber, an office, so to speak, devoted exclusively to and for the Kohen Gadol to enable him to stay near the Beis HaMikdash as much as possible throughout the day and throughout the year. In addition to that, for 7 days before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is separated from his family and brought to the Beis HaMikdash, he comes to this chamber, to the Lishkas Kohen Gadol. This is where he sleeps, and this is where he prepares for 7 days for the incredibly important avoda, the avoda of Yom Kippur. So that is the Lishkas Ha'etz, also known as the Lishkas Kohen Gadol. And believe it or not, it has two more names. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Chesamad Beis says, originally, during the era of the great Kohen Gadol, Shimon HaTzadik and his colleagues, this chamber was called Lishkas Balvate, which means the chamber of ministers. It's a Greek word which means the chamber of ministers. It's a term of great honor and great respect because the Kohanim Gedolim who served then were worthy of great honor. However, the Gemara says, after the era of Shimon HaTzadik, many people unworthy of becoming the Kohen Gadol used to pay money to become the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, due to their wickedness and due to their corruption, they didn't live, they didn't survive the year. They died every year and had to be replaced every year. Therefore, they changed the name from a name of honor to Lishkas Palhedrin or Lishkas Parhedrin. The term Palhedrin means an officer who serves the king for only a year. In other words, the name Lishkas Palhedrin refers to the corrupt Kohanim Gedolim who were unworthy and had to be replaced every year, like the Palhedrin, like the officers of the king who switched every year. Lishkas Palhedrin is a name of derision given to the chamber for the Kohen Gadol so that we can remember forever how important it is that the Kohen Gadol be worthy and befitting to serve in this incredibly special role. So that is the Lishkas Ha'etz, also known as the Lishkas Kohen Gadol, also known as the Lishkas Balvate, and also known as the Lishkas Palhedrin. The next chamber in the north of the Ezras Yisrael is called the Lishkas Hagola, the chamber of the diaspora. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, who died in 1515, says it's called the Lishkas Hagola because there's a well there, a water well there, which we'll speak about in a minute, Yemetz Hashem. And that well was built by Jews who returned from the Gola, from the diaspora, to build it. However, it's not clear why this particular chamber is connected to the Jews who came from the diaspora. The Tosfos Yom Tov, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller, who died in 1654, says that this chamber is not the Lishkas HaGola, rather it's the Lishkas HaGula. The word Gula appears a number of times in Tanakh, as in Gulos Mayim, which means bowls or springs of water. He says this chamber is called Lishkas HaGula because of the well that's there that I mentioned a moment ago. In any case, this well in the Lishkas HaGola or the Lishkas HaGula, again, there was a well there with a bucket and a pulley system, and this well and this bucket supplied sweet, drinkable, usable water for the entire Beis HaMikdash. So that is two of the three chambers in the north side of the Ezras Yisrael. The third chamber is called the Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of the cut stone, or the chamber of the carved stone. And that is where the great Sanhedrin of 71 Dayanim sits. And there's a lot to say about the Lishkas HaGazis, and we will discuss it, Emir Tashem, in the next FMM, along with the Duchan, the platform where the Levi'im sing their Shira and play their instruments every day. That will be next time, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.